Although New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's COVID-19 policies killed thousands of nursing home patients in New York, the Emmys have decided to honor him with an award. Cuomo's demand of putting infected COVID-19 patients in nursing homes with patients not infected with COVID-19 resulted in so many deaths, refrigerated trucks parked on the streets filled up faster than they could be taken away last spring. The Emmys president and CEO, Bruce Pienaar, explained in a statement, the governor's 111 daily briefings worked so well because he effectively created television shows with characters, plot lines, and stories of success and failure. General Gustav Pena of the Trump administration's Operation Warp Speed vaccine program says about 40 million doses will be ready for distribution when the FDA grants emergency approval. On Friday, Pena said that states would decide, with guidance from the FDA and CDC, who will first get the vaccine. Pfizer is asking the FDA to allow emergency use of its COVID-19 vaccine candidate, starting a process that could bring the first shots as early as next month. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Several types of crimes are actually down this year. USA Radio News' John Clements has more.
The rates for seven different crimes, break-ins, property theft, car theft, vandalism, aggravated theft, physical assault, and sexual assault were followed over the last year. Gallup senior editor Jeff Jones tells us this survey found the lowest rates in Gallup's trend, which began 20 years ago.
20% of U.S. adults say their household has been the victim of a crime, and 13% say they personally were a victim. The lowest rates in Gallup's trend, which began in 2000.
Jones tells us these rates have declined over the last several years.
13% this year. For the last 3 years, it was at 15%, and the high in personal victimization was in 2014 at 19%.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
12 games on tap for the NFL Sunday. The late game has Kansas City at Las Vegas trying to avenge the Chiefs' only loss so far this year. 8:20 p.m. Eastern on NBC. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany reports on the coronavirus battle.
On September 16th, we released two documents outlining a strategy to deliver a safe and effective vaccine. These documents were the strategic distribution overview and the interim playbook for state, tribal, territorial, and local health programs and partners. On September 23rd, we provided $200 million to jurisdictions to support plans for eventual distribution. On October 14th, we provided $31 million to CITVIA for vaccine-related consumable products. On October 16th, we made agreements with CVS and Walgreens to administer vaccines to residents of long-term care facilities. On October 21st, under the PREP Act, we issued guidance authorizing qualified pharmacy technicians to administer the vaccine. On October 30th, we announced that McKesson Corporation will produce, store, and distribute vaccine ancillary supply kits on behalf of the Strategic National Stockpile to help healthcare workers who will administer the vaccines. And on November 12th, we announced the partnership with large chain pharmacies and independent regional ones to deliver safe and effective vaccines. The unprecedented response to this pandemic has already saved many American lives. And as you can see, this timeline was ongoing. This was a long process and one that we are very proud of.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.